there's been so much interest in this concept and a few pilot projects here and there. We know, for example, that the Patent and Trademark Office has been really successful with telework for years, but it hasn't really reached the federal government as a whole. The number of people who telework is really very low if you look at the government as a whole right now, and this bill, I think, is going to give added momentum and focus and a lot of energy around the whole concept of telework, and not to mention last year's snowstorm.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people
I know, we're all heading into that season where we're starting to think about, oh my goodness, is there going to be another one of these?
That's the situation, and I think people are really ready today. Sometimes it's got to be the right time, and I think the time is now.
We've covered this a lot, and in fact, I think some people have gotten a little tired of hearing about how, you know, yes, telework important, yes, we ought to do this. And yet every year it seems we move, the ball barely moves up the field at all.
Well, I think this is really going to give it a head start, and there's a lot of interest for a lot of reasons right now. People are talking, for example, about the change in the workforce and young people coming into the workforce with different expectations. If we want to recruit and retain a high-quality workforce, those young people are going to be looking for a different kind of work environment. Flexibility in the work environment is going to make the federal government an employer of choice, a place where people want to be. And it's also what people expect to see, given the fact that many private sector employers have moved in that direction.
All these young people who don't have phones with cords, for goodness sakes.
They don't. They have much different expectations about how people communicate, how they collaborate, and how they work together.
It also seems like the technology, yes, it may have been there before, but my goodness, there are so many ways to really connect to a group of folks in really effective ways these days.
The technology is essential. We can't do this without technology. And you're right. I think the technology has evolved to the place now where it provides the support that we need. It's also created a set of expectations and a change in the culture. Just think about the way we all communicate with each other 24/7.
Yeah.
The world has really changed.
We had on the folks from GSA is doing this pilot out in Kansas City among 40 people where they said, okay, for 90 days, everybody going to go out and do this. And what they found is that if everyone did it wholesale, not one day a month or something like that, but if they all do it, guess what? They really shared lessons learned amongst each other. How is this working for you? They all and they're finding that people, at least midway through their pilot, even people who said, I'm uncomfortable with this, all of a sudden are at least giving it a second thought. We're still learning stuff in this.
I think we are. You know, Deloitte Consulting is conducting an independent assessment of a pilot project that's going on at OPM. OPM needs to be a leader here, and it's taken that role on.
This is the results-only work environment, right?
It is, yeah. Right. And there's almost 400 people involved in this pilot, and we're looking at what's happening with performance, behavior, and engagement. We want to find out if there's a positive impact on performance, if people actually work more effectively in a results-only work environment. What kind of behavior, what kind of choices they make? Do they choose to work on a regular telework schedule or use this on an ad hoc basis? We also want to look at how engaged they are. Does this really make a difference to their attitude towards work and their work satisfaction? We've seen that the organizations such as PTO and the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, where they have extensive telework environments, have a lot of happy employees. Their numbers look very good.
Yeah.
They're best place to work. And so we're thinking that this is going to have a big impact at OPM, which has been asked, and you can see in the telework legislation, that OPM has been asked to take a leadership role and to provide assistance and oversight and guidance to federal agencies in this area.
The Roe example is really, it's like telework on steroids. And it seems like telework in this sense really drives to what I've been hearing for so long, which is, hold on, focus on results. Don't focus on how people do their job. Focus on the job that they're actually doing. That seems like the big mind change that really happens in here.
It is so true. Performance management is really the hidden benefit of all of telework. While it's going to make people's lives easier and save money through improved management of real estate and office space, I think at the end of the day, everyone is going to celebrate it for one reason. It helps people work more effectively. And what we need to do in implementing an effective telework program is make sure that we have underlying it an effective performance management program so people know why they're working,
yeah,
why they're sitting in that chair in that office, and they're oriented towards getting results, not just spending time.
And it does require some changes in terms of both managers and also employee, frontline workers, in terms of their thinking, how they actually do this, because all of a sudden managers, you're not saying, are you just there from 9 to 5 or 8 to 4 or whatever. All of a sudden you're having to really talk to your employees about what results are we going to get, where are we in the process. It's a very different relationship, it seems.
It's a culture change.
Yeah.
It is a culture change, and managers have often been said to be really resistant to this. The proof, though, is when they get involved and they start learning new ways of managing, they start developing new methods of communication and collaboration, they benefit as well. And so that OPM in providing leadership in this area is going to be working very closely with managers to make sure that they understand how to create the kind of work environment that will contribute to increased effectiveness.
A number of agencies all of a sudden having to look at telework in a new way after this legislation passes. What do you recommend that they do? One of the things that I often hear is you have to make an assessment about what jobs can be teleworked and what can't, and also what people can telework, because this isn't for everybody, is it?
No, it's not. It's not a free-for-all, make-your-own-rules situation.
Yeah.
An organization needs to have some oversight and control over what people do in order to make sure that it's accomplishing its mission. And there will always be some jobs that can't be performed through telework. A forest ranger is not going to telework his job. And people working with very sensitive data may not be able to have the security they need outside of a regular workplace. And so looking at what the jobs are, how the jobs are done, and keeping an open mind about the options here will be very important.
And so is that the critical first step for these folks who are very, very nervous about this, and there are a lot of them out there? Is that the first step, is to make that kind of assessment?
Yes, they need to do that. They need to look at what jobs are out there, how people are performing them, and how broad a landscape of culture change they can deal with initially.
Yeah. And then what? What are their steps beyond that?
Leadership, communication, training. I think that's what's really essential. One of the requirements in the telework legislation is that a telework managing officer be selected, and that person be in a high-level position with access to agency leadership. That person needs to make sure that he or she is communicating effectively about what these new options are, about the progress for how they're being implemented, creating a roadmap for telework implementation. You can't communicate enough. I think you can't really train or communicate enough initially so that people understand what the rules are and what the benefits are, and also what the responsibilities are.